And as we continue our winter sports season previews, we are joined by John Klosterman as John has taken the North Central Knights girls varsity job. John has been on the sidelines for the past 3 years and assistant with the boys, but John now in the head coaching ranks, and you know what, have a pretty good core of girls coming back after last year's season that went 14-12.
Yeah, no, very excited with the girls I inherit this year for my first year. I can't ask for much more than four returning starters and a couple exciting newcomers as well.
Yeah, you lost a little bit off of last year, but let's talk about the girls that are coming back here and start off with your upperclassmen.
Yeah, so we've got three senior starters, Reese Taylor, Carlene Kepler, and Kit Painter. Really adds a lot of experience, a lot of size to our team. Carlene averaged I think 9 and 7 last year as our post player, and she's really a force down low that we're gonna feature a lot early and often this year.
Well, you talk about them, and then as we start going down the line, you see some girls that had some experience last year, able to play some JV games too and things like that. It really helped develop the girls into what, I don't know if you're bringing in a new system or not, that they might have to learn.
Yeah, no, it's a unique spot. Being with the boys the last few years, I haven't been a part of the girls program, but I have been, paying attention and watching them, from afar. And a lot of the stuff we're going to try to do really works with their strengths while adding, a little bit of, my nuances to it. So, I'm really excited to see what we have. We have a Jamboree game coming up on Monday, and then we get started a week from tomorrow with real games. So it'll be a fun time for sure.
Well, let's talk about some of those you've seen in practice outside your four returning starters that are beginning to make their mark, and somebody you hope that will be pushing ahead towards the end of the season.
Yeah, no, Maya Lewis, a returning starter, junior, she's a, returning two-year starter. She started as a freshman and then last year as a sophomore. Very, very good player. I think there's another gear that she can even reach. Defensively, she's a very aggressive player. I think she averaged around 4 or 5 steals last year. She actually broke our single season steal record for girls last year. So having her back and getting her, just another year experience, I really expect her to take a leap forward this year. And then Fallon Witzke has really come along really well the first few weeks of practice. She's going to step into a starting role for us to start the year. Really, really versatile guard, really long, athletic, pretty good outside shot, so plays defense really well. We got a lot of versatile defenders and really gives me the freedom to play a lot of different ways, so that's something I'm really excited about.
And some youngsters hopefully bringing some height for you.
Yes, no, we've got two sophomores that are going to play a ton, Callie Mundorf, Carlene Crawford, and then freshman Audrey Kachera, really give us some size. Those girls are just shy of 6 foot and are really, athletic, really, really do well on the track as well when I have them during track season. And for basketball purposes, they really are very versatile and allow me to do a lot of different things defensively and on offense as well.
Yeah, and speaking of defense, last year's team was one of those teams that played really good, tough defense, and, being able to have a little bit more depth, a chance for you to really go all out and be able to sub players.
Yeah, no, we will be very deep this year, and there's a lot of different things we'll be able to try, both with in the full court and in the half court. A lot of length, a lot of athleticism, and they're really a lot of youth as well. They're really just really learning the game right now, and where they are now to where I know they can be at the end of the year. I'm really excited to see that progression.
Well, as you get ready to head in, as you mentioned, Jamboree on Monday and then into action, where you have Boyd County Spartans, where they've had some players that can get them down the court quickly there. But, boy, you're right off into the season, and then you go to a holiday break. And we talked to coaches about basically breaking it down to 3 seasons before the holidays are over with, and then, the month of January is such a grind, and then all of a sudden here's February, and at the end of that, it's district time. And tell us a little bit about where you hope the girls might be from, let's say, the first part to the second part, and then as you head towards the end of the season.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. You know, we've had 8 practices so far. We're only going to have about 10 or so before we get started with the first game. And honestly, with the girls learning, you know, a lot of new stuff coming from me, and honestly, me learning from them, it's definitely going to be a work in progress to start the year. I'm extremely happy with how they've already grown these first 8 practices. I know, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, just nuances of what they're hearing from me on the sideline. I'm a very loud vocal coach, and they're going to, you know, kind of just, we're going to learn from each other as the year goes on. But honestly, you're exactly right. You know, the season is kind of broken into 3 parts. So it's this first part of the year, we're just looking to build our foundation and then just, you know, keep building on what we do and keep progressing to our common goal, which is, you know, conference districts time, really making noise this year. So,
all right. You're new to the girls staff as a new head coach there. What about the rest of your staff?
Yeah. Gracie Swanson. She played for the co-op, North Central Co-op, a few years ago, and now she came back to the area. She's going to take over as my assistant. I'm really excited to have Gracie with me this year. She adds a perspective coming from the program, being a part of teams that were very successful back when Coach McCleary was here. And she gives a lot of good insight, and I'm excited to have her on staff this year.
Coach John Klosterman, a long but quick season coming up for you in the North Central Lady Knights. Wish you, your staff, and the student athletes the best of luck as you hit the hardwood this season.
Awesome. Thanks, Cody. I appreciate it.